When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 10:24 on this Wednesday midday. Mark Melusis, Otis Livingston with you. 888-808-1019 is your number to call. Got it going a little football. Talking about Jets and Aaron Rodgers. Got to get a shirt made up. If it's good for Aaron, it's good for us. I think that's really the moneymaker. Yeah. Looking to make a little extra coin. Print that one up. I think
that nice side hustle.
That's exactly right. No doubt. Who's not looking for a little side hustle? As far as the Giants are concerned, and we'll get into the Reddick situation a little bit, but... You know, I thought the hard knock stuff was interesting when you look at the Giants. I think you learned, you know, it's not like you learned anything that you probably already didn't know. Mm-hmm. You just had a little bit more kind of a feel as far as the conversations that were allowed out for us to be able to take in as viewers. But you knew that, you know, the time was running out on Saquon Barkley. You knew that the Giants had an affinity, or that John Mara, the co-owner, had an affinity for Saquon Barkley. But, you know, he ends up with the Philadelphia Eagles. And you knew that the Giants were pursuing a quarterback during the course of the offseason. That's exactly what you saw. I don't know if I necessarily took, you know, outside of maybe the inner workings, Otis, but I'm curious what your take in terms of what you saw from Hard Knocks with Big Blue, what you took away from the offseason with the New York Giants.
That they were busy, you know. They were trying to improve the football team. I thought it was, like you said, it's nothing earth-shattering, eye-opening, but you did get to see behind the scenes, which as far as the off-season goes, you never get to see that.
Well,
kind
it's better
of stuff.
Than the one that you're going to see in training camp.
Yeah,
you've been there, done that, right? So
yeah.
I think we're all looking for something a little bit different. The Giants obviously celebrating their 100th anniversary. You know, they sign up to go out there and do it. I think it was a little bit more interesting than what you see over the course of the training camps, because I think that's kind of gotten played out a little bit. You're seeing the Chicago Bears now. I mean, I don't know I necessarily get into all that much. We're at a different point in time in terms of viewership in the National Football League from when, you know, the Baltimore Ravens did it.
With, right.
You know, Brian Billick is the head coach, and Tony Siragusa, God rest his soul, Ray Lewis, and all that Raven team. Sharp was on that team. Very, very highly entertaining team. But, you know, they were doing something different at that time.
Right.
Just like now with the Giants, you got a little bit of a feel about what an offseason looks like for an NFL team and the conversations and the real conversations that do happen.
Yeah, and you got to wonder how that affects Daniel Jones, you know, the realization of them trying to get another quarterback, thinking about in the draft, getting a quarterback, all that sort of stuff, see what type of fire. And now it's really out there. You know, everyone speculates that this is what the Giants were had in mind, but now it's actually out there right now. So you have to wonder what kind of fire it's lit under him. And relating this to the Jets, remember last year they went through the hard knocks and the high hopes and everything, but they said this year that they're really glad that's over, you know, because now it's all about ball, it's all about details, it's all about, you know, because when you go through something like that, you're wondering who's turning on a little extra to help their brand, you know, to have the viral sound bites that go out or things like that, or actions during the preseason training camp. So they're happy that it's over and it's more about football now. Let's get down to the basics, and you know, those cameras aren't following us. We don't have to watch what we say, the chemistry that we're starting to build and everything like that. So I did like that though, because it did give you an insight as to the inner workings of what an organization is doing.
Yeah,
in the offseason.
And listen, for Jones, I don't think there's any doubt, you know, and you know, you're a former athlete, your son plays over in Europe and highly successful. Like, you look at it for the athlete, you know, especially when you look at the professional athlete. It's a business.
Mm-hmm.
Jones understands it. He responded 2 years ago, played pretty well. The Giants went to the playoffs. They beat the Minnesota Vikings. He was the best player on the field that day. You know, everyone looks at the amount of money that he is being paid. I mean, he did not hold a gun to the Giants' head in order to pay him that kind of contract. The Giants paid him what the going rate is when you're looking at a starting quarterback, quote-unquote franchise quarterback. Mm-hmm. I know there's different calibers of franchise quarterback, but when they're looking at their guy, they paid the going rate for Daniel Jones. Now, you know, he doesn't have a tremendous amount of supporters in the tri-state area that necessarily believe in Daniel Jones. But, you know, that has to burn from within. Mm-hmm. The fact that the Giants went out there and did all their homework on this entire quarterback class had to be a long offseason for Daniel Jones. And I would imagine, Otis, that's going to put a huge chip on his shoulder going into the season. Now, how does it look? Can he stay healthy? What does the offensive line look like? There's other variables that come into the course of the conversation. But for Jones personally, I would imagine that he has got a massive chip on his shoulder, wanting to prove all the naysayers wrong. Yeah. If he's got any competitive bone in his body.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, you should not. You're a professional, first off, so you shouldn't have to have any extra motivation. But this certainly would put a lot of wood on the fire, man. He's got to want to go out there. And of course, the biggest question is his health. Can he stay healthy? Because when he is healthy, he's a good quarterback. I remember when Mike Conley got paid, this is in the NBA, of course, that he got paid and was the richest contract in NBA history, and he wasn't even an all-star for the Memphis Grizzlies. That's the value that they held him, not the league. He wasn't going to get that contract for anybody else, but for that team, he was that valuable. And it's similar situation with Daniel Jones. They paid him what the rate was at the time because they believe in him. He's got to go out there and prove that he's worth that, and then put all that other stuff to bed where they aren't looking for another franchise quarterback. And of course, it starts with the offensive line, starts with him staying healthy, starts with him being productive. Got a nice weapon in Malik Nabers now. A lot of talk about him coming out of camp and what he can provide as far as a weapon for Daniel Jones. So We'll definitely see if he's able to prove the naysayers wrong and have a successful season.
Listen, they didn't get their quarterback. They didn't reach for a quarterback. They wanted to move up into the top three. The Giants couldn't move up into the top three because New England wanted to draft a quarterback, and Washington did, and obviously so did the Chicago Bears after they got rid of Justin Fields. So the opportunity to get their guy didn't present itself. Now, the secondary prize was Nabers, who I think is going to be an absolute stud as long as he stays healthy.
Monster.
Everything that you hear about him coming out of LSU, and I know it's wide receiver U when you look at LSU and the amount of players that have come out of there, Justin Jefferson, obviously Odell Beckham Jr. Now you look at a guy like Malik Nabers, Jamar Chase. Yeah. I mean, you run down
Jarvis Landry,
yeah. Who took last year off, but you know, and was in camp working out for the Jets last week. But you look at what Nabers can provide for this team. I think Giant fans are going to be ecstatic. It's a passing league. It's really a quarterback and wide receiver league when you're looking at it offensively.
Mm-hmm.
He has an opportunity to go out there and make this a lot easier on Daniel Jones if that offensive line can protect him and if Daniel Jones can go out there and stay healthy. You've seen it during the course of these mixed practices with the Detroit Lions ahead of tomorrow night's game, preseason opener for the New York Giants. Nabers is going to be an absolute stud.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, this is a team that almost got to the Super Bowl last season, the Detroit Lions, and they're working out with them during the joint practices. I don't know how much you are putting an emphasis on it, but I think it was like 17 passes thrown to him. He caught 16, a couple 20-yard touchdown passes, you know, reception. So that says a lot about him. I mean, they're talking about him possibly having the the ability to be the greatest Giant wide receiver. I know he hasn't played a game yet, but they're talking about talent-wise. They're talking about upside. They're talking about speed, attention to detail on its route running, things like that. And, yeah, he is a confident player. I don't like the fact that he got into a fight. I don't like the fact that he's risking his own health before he even plays his first preseason game. I guess he thought that that big white helmet looked like a pillow, and but that's a real helmet. You're going to hurt yourself. You don't want to start out behind the blocks, per se. But, there's a lot to be excited about.
But I do like the fight that the Giants showed against the Lions, literally.
Yeah.
I do like the fact that they're not getting pushed around. Mm-hmm. The Lions, Dan Campbell has been an instrument of change when you're looking at Detroit.
Yeah.
Has talked about changing the culture in Detroit football and has done that.
Yeah.
And they're a confident group going into this year. You know, if they didn't mess up coaching last year, they probably could have went easily to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They didn't. They lost to the San Francisco 49ers. However, I like the fact, and I get it, you're finally hitting somebody else.
Yeah.
Temper's flaring a little bit. You've got a confident, cocky bunch in the Lions coming to town. You're taking on them first preseason game. The Giants are showing some pushback. I agree with you. I don't necessarily want to see Malik Nabers going after a corner, or I don't necessarily want to see Daniel Jones wearing the red jersey, but it shows kind of a mindset of a team coming off what was a really disastrous year for Big Lou a year ago.
I agree. I love the fight, but I don't love the fight. You know what I mean? I wish that they the pushback and all that stuff, I'm really in favor of not getting pushed around. I like the fact that Devin Singletary ran in there and was able to get a punch in too. I mean, to protect his teammate. You know, I love Daniel Jones coming in there and getting a shove and things like that. But I just wish that you don't put yourself in harm's way, especially Daniel Jones. I mean, what happens if someone falls on him? Because they're all pushing.
Yeah.
Both sides. You got guys coming in there pulling people off, pushing people from behind and things like that. You get hurt during a preseason joint practice and you're out for a number of weeks. Now you've already set yourself behind, you know? So I get it. And it is, it's tempers are flaring, somebody else and all that kind of stuff. But the Jets had an inner squad scuffle yesterday, you know? And Robert Saleh said, hey, we got to protect ourselves. We got to take care of each other. Let's not do this. And he doesn't think that any of that type of stuff is going to happen when the Commanders come in for their joint practice tomorrow. So, tempers are flaring, but you got to be smart about it, I think.
Yeah, well, nobody got hurt. Jones is healthy.
Yep.
Singletary's healthy. Yep. Malik Nabers is healthy. I think Giant fans, even though they didn't get their quarterback of the future, they've got themselves a stud wide receiver in Nabers, who I think is going to be an absolute superstar in this league, as long as he stays healthy. And the other thing about him that you liked about LSU is he didn't necessarily take the field all the time playing in the SEC 100% healthy. So he's not a guy that's looking at it, trying to, you know, he'll go out there and play with some discomfort. And there's a difference between being hurt and there's a difference between being injured.
Right.
When you're looking at professional athletes.
No doubt.
If he is hurt and nursing a little bit of an injury, Malik Nabers showed you a toughness down at LSU that he's going to be able to battle through that. And he's not looking to, you know, tap out of a game. And that's something to be said, especially when you're looking at as barbaric a sport as the National Football League is. And that's something that tells you about the competitive spirit of the young man. And I think the Giants, even though they didn't get their quarterback, they got a guy that I think Giant fans are absolutely going to adore, and Jones is going to adore, as long as he stays healthy, you're number one.
Yeah, he's got that dog in him. You know, he wants to play. He wants to be great. You know, that, like you said, LSU, wide receiver university, there's a lot of guys on that list. He wants to be number one, and he's got an example of that right here in New York with Odell Beckham and how he set the world on fire when he was here.
He did, the catch against the Cowboys.
Yeah,
but then Odell became a pain in the rear end.
Of course. I think
that's one thing that you can't take with Nabers. I don't think you will. I don't think I don't think Malik's going to be doing the interview, knocking the quarterback and knocking Eli. Like, I don't think you're going to get any of that.
Proposing to the kicking net.
I don't think you're going to get any of that.
I don't think so.
I hope not.
I think that he's a nuts and bolts kind of guy, but he is confident. He's going to tell you that he thinks he's the best player out there, and that's what wide receivers are. They're divas. They want the ball all the time. They want to make plays, and I don't think that you can begrudge him for that. He wants to get out there and he wants to be a part of the action.
But here's when you look at training camp and what to look for and what not to look for, I think when it gives you confidence, like, I don't get into necessarily here, you know, Rodgers looks great in 7-on-7s, 11-on, whatever it might be. Because you know what? He's great.
Yeah.
I don't really get into the idea that Jones struggled early on in camp because it kind of feeds the narrative. Well, if he looked great, people would say, let's see what he looks like week one of the regular season. It doesn't really matter.
Right.
Oh, Daniel Jones is on point. That's great. It's practice. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
So if he looks terrible, well, I'll give you the same answer. It's practice. Who cares, right?
Yeah.
He's trying to knock off a little bit of the ring rust. He tore his ACL last November against the Vegas Raiders. However, I do think when you're having Nabers doing what he is doing, especially when you're having the joint practices against the Lions, I do think that's meaningful, because receivers sometimes take a little bit of time to adjust in the National Football League. They're historically, not every receiver, mm-hmm. but when you're seeing Neighbors being able to do what he is doing early on here, showing you the toughness, the no fear, the confidence, being able to kind of run the precise routes that he's running, I think it shows you just how good he's going to be right from the word go.
It's definitely a precursor. I mean, he's out there, and again, against a defense in the Detroit Lions, the past couple days that has aspirations for Super Bowl, could have been there last year. So he's doing it against a reputable secondary. He's out there making plays. He's giving people confidence. He's getting rave reviews from training camp. So, yeah, I think going forward, we should expect him to have a huge impact for this team, to put up big numbers. And if Daniel Jones and that offensive line can take care of business, this could be one of the best wide receivers in the league at a young age in his rookie season, because that's the talk that's coming out of camp right now.